Dark Ages, that gloomy period of history that stretched from about the 5th to the beginning of the 11th century, was a time of cultural bleakness. For the most part, students have thought of this period as a time of cold weather, bad food, and non-existent plumbing. But there was one bright spot, one place where medieval men and women could gather for comfort and encouragement, the local cathedral. The cathedral was, you see, the center of medieval life. It served as a courthouse for local lawmakers, a place where travelers could find safe lodging, and a sacred space for communal worship. Outside, one could find booths selling everything from flowers to sausage, a business model that is still evidenced today in some of the older villages throughout Europe. The presence of a busy cathedral in the town square assured a stable economic base for the residents and provided a deep sense of community. Pentecost was, of course, one of the great festival days celebrated in these medieval cathedrals. In fact, many of them were built specifically with Pentecost in mind. Their great domed and vaulted ceilings, so beautifully painted with images of heaven, concealed within them a number of trap doors. Trap doors that were used expressly for Pentecost celebrations. You see, during the worship service on Pentecost, a few brave souls would climb up onto the roof and at the appropriate time would release living doves into the cathedral. Can you imagine it? Dozens of doves swooping through the church. I hope everyone had head covering. Yes, dozens of doves flying down from the painted skies and clouds in those ceilings, flying down as living symbols of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And at that same moment, the choir was encouraged to make whooshing and drumming sounds like a holy windstorm. Can you do that?
I can. You didn't hear it the last
time? I did. I thought I heard wind. Very good. You're ready for the celebration. Then as the doves swooped and the sound of the wind rose, the trapdoors were open again, and bushels of rose petals, symbolizing the tongues of flame, were falling down upon the assembled faithful below. In the medieval church, those trap doors were known as Holy Spirit holes. Awesome name, don't you think? Try to imagine the mystery and majesty and power of such a Pentecost celebration. Try to imagine in that moment everyone being caught up in the excitement of receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. I suspect it had to be life-changing. Holy Spirit holes. Holes through which the Spirit, symbolized by living doves and rose petals, was poured down upon the assembly. I cannot help but wonder how we'd react if that kind of Spirit-breathing, breathtaking power were to rain down from our church ceiling. Wouldn't it be something? Wouldn't it be great if we experienced something even a little bit like that in our worship today? If each of us were to go out from this place having experienced the gift of the Spirit in some real and tangible way. That is precisely what occurred on that first Pentecost. The disciples gathered in Jerusalem 50 days after Passover during the Jewish celebration of Shavuot, also known as the Festival of First Fruits. No doubt the apostles, together with other disciples of Jesus, now numbering 120, have also gathered for worship and prayer to praise God and give thanks, but most especially to plead for the fulfillment of Jesus' promise, his promise to send a helper and an advocate to be with them forever. And suddenly from heaven came the sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Spirit breathing breath, taking power, poured down from the ceiling of that room. The power surrounded and filled them, turning a room of well-intentioned yet tentative disciples into a force that would change the history of the world. Do we believe in a God like that? Do we believe in a God who keeps his promises, who blows through closed doors and sets our heads on fire? Have we experienced the same Spirit blowing through this church and into our lives? Do we even expect that God is capable of such showy displays of compassion and power? Maybe we've all come to some sort of unspoken understanding that God must be pretty old and tired by now. A God we can still pray to, yes, but not one we really expect to break into or change our lives. Oh, beloved ones, there may not be any holes in Grace's ceiling, but it sure feels like we need some Holy Spirit holes now more than ever. Not like the ones in the ceilings of medieval cathedrals, but rather openings, conduits, through which the Holy Spirit can get into our community and into our lives. We need others. People just like you and me and the person sitting next to you to be Holy Spirit holes, conduits through which the Spirit passes to proclaim God's love for the world. Go ahead. Imagine yourself as a Holy Spirit hole, as a holy trap door. A door through which the Spirit's fire catches hold in this assembly. A conduit of God's love for a hurting world. Now take it one step further. Think of someone that you could touch, even in some small way, with the love of God this week. I want everybody to think of someone. Then I want you to do it. And I promise you, even if you consider it an insignificant gift, an insignificant act of kindness, if done in the name of Jesus, you will discover the spirit-breathing, breathtaking power of Pentecost. To God be the glory. The presence of the Spirit will not always appear as tongues of fire or a mighty wind. Sometimes the Spirit's presence may be as quiet as rose petals dropping to the floor. Certainly there have been times when the Spirit has moved through history and the church with force and with power. But oftentimes, too, the Spirit blows through our lives more like a whisper. Let us listen closely and open our hearts to God's possibilities. Let us open our lives in this church to the Spirit of God, who is seeking even now to work through each and every one of us, to make Holy Spirit holes out of us, servants through whom the Spirit is able to reach others, others who are longing to experience God's love. Very truly, I tell you, Jesus says, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these. Let it be so. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.